I think many of us are seeing a lot of people kind of fall from grace because they are teachers, educators, spiritual people, but they're not necessarily living in alignment with the values that they're speaking to. And yeah, we really wanted to kind of hit that topic on the head and speak our truth around it.
The part that I think is disingenuous is like you saying you're going to do something and live this way and then you don't.
I feel like subconsciously we're just way more sensitive to the energy that someone is emitting, and we can feel when we're like, ooh, that feels off. They're saying this one thing, but the energy they're emitting is not the same as what they're saying.
I would even say, like, I want this for our businesses. Like, even when we're creating spaces right now, we're like thinking about what kinds of speakers we want. We're thinking about the energy of the room. We're putting so much thought into the actual authenticity that is felt in a room than anything else.
Welcome to the Fully Express Podcast.
We're your hosts, Karenna and Samantha.
This show is your permission slip to stop holding back. Here, we talk about what it really means to live unapologetically you in your relationships, your business, and your everyday life.
We believe the most magnetic version of you is rooted in self-expression, honesty, vulnerability, and showing up fully as you are. When you own that, you naturally attract the people, the opportunities, and the life that is meant for you.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode on Fully Express. Samantha and I want to introduce to you our new series. It's going to be called Unstructured with Samantha and Karenna, where we're going to be dropping this episode the fourth or the last week of every single month. Sam and I have been feeling like we always show up here as the teacher, as the educator. We tend to have a lot of guests that are sharing topics, and a lot of the times we are so fully expressed and authentic in that. And we want to get a little bit more just like raw and real in our episodes. So these are going to be like little short clips that we're going to drop at the end of every single month.
Yeah. So today, our topic that's been kind of fresh in our minds has been kind of the word authenticity and what it means to actually be embodied in what you are sharing and speaking in our experience and in our world. And I think many of us are seeing a lot of people kind of fall from grace because they are teachers, educators, spiritual people, but they're not necessarily living in alignment with the values that they're speaking to. And yeah, we really wanted to kind of hit that topic on the head and speak our truth around it.
Yeah. I mean, plain and simple, it's freaking stupid.
I know.
I mean, it's so, I think where I'm at, it's like, it's so frustrating to see people out of integrity. And I 100%. Know you feel the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just interesting to be in a period of time. And I hate to say that it's a lot of men, but it really is a lot of men that are just
real. And some women.
And some women too. I'm not, yeah, for sure, for sure. But I just think that, there's this lack of integrity, and maybe it's even a blind spot. Like, I don't blame every person that can't see that they're out of integrity, because I think we pick and choose sometimes what we're okay accepting. But I definitely think that there is this misalignment happening with a lot of people.
Yeah. And you can feel it in their energy, and it's like icky. Yeah. I don't know why it bugs me so much, because I'm like, either you live by the thing that you stand by.
Yeah.
And maybe this is just where we're at as a world, as a consciousness, as a community, is like we're over people saying something but living something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that I really do think so many people don't even recognize it fully until it like hits them in the face and they get caught out for it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I were talking about this just yesterday in the car about like, do they even know that they're not living in that way, because they tell themselves that they are, but then there's parts of them that still show up differently than what they say?
Yeah. I mean, I think even for myself, I don't think I've ever lived necessarily out of integrity, but I do feel like there has been a period of my life where I held a lot of wisdom and truth and knowledge, but I didn't necessarily even know how to fully embody it. So I was like great at giving advice, but I would realize like I wasn't always taking that advice. And I think that was a lot of my early 20s. So I don't know that, like, does that negate it? I don't know. But I also think now that I am, like, way more – I think it never veered off, though, like, from a moral and value standpoint. Like, I always had very strong morals and values, but I definitely would, like, give advice for things and then not necessarily implement it myself. Like, it was easier to tell someone, hey, this is what you should do, but then I wasn't necessarily doing it, like, meditating or
– I would even take that a little bit further. I think that's okay to an extent, because I think – it's kind of like the whole fake it till you make it idea concept. Like, you're holding the vision of the woman or the person that you're becoming. The part that I think is disingenuous is like you saying you're going to do something and live this way and then you don't.
Yeah. I don't
like
think
you're
I,
not
yeah.
taking the actions towards.
I was never presenting a false sense of self.
No, exactly. Yeah. You were still you. And I think you were still working towards actually embodying those things.
Yeah.
And like getting your subconscious mind, getting your body on board with that action. Like you were taking the action to implement those things.
It's true. Yeah. And I also wasn't saying, oh, I do this, but then I didn't actually do it.
There's people that say, but don't do.
Yeah. It's true. I was taking action.
And for themselves. Yeah. Like they're saying, I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And they don't do.
I think that's a lot of people.
You know, and I guess like we're like, because I wanted this series so badly, it's like, it's frustrating to be in relationship with people like that. And I also go back and forth between like, but I have to be a part of their process. Like, I don't know everything. I can't assume everything. And so, yeah, it's just something that you can start to feel is inauthentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's coming from more of a me, I standpoint versus a we. Because I think when you're thinking about the we, you're more careful about what you're willing to like share or give advice on if you're not actually embodied in that. Like, I think when you're more coming from a place of what are my needs, what do I need to do, then you're more willing to like compromise sometimes. I think your really true inner values, or maybe you're just not aligned because you're thinking from the I instead of the we.
Yeah. I mean, so how do you, I guess, in saying that, like, have you experienced people that live from the I, not the we?
Yeah, like half my family. Just kidding. Not really. no, so many people. I think, I don't know. It's interesting. Like, I think when I first started learning about astrology, there's this idea of evolutionary astrology where you start off at the bottom, right? Like maybe you're born into poverty. And this could happen in one lifetime or many lifetimes. But like, let's just, for example, say you're born into poverty and then you get yourself out of poverty and you attain like a lot of wealth. Well, that's all I building. And then you get all this wealth. And maybe at the end of that lifetime, you feel empty. And so in the next life, you come back and, you know, maybe you have wealth already or you have, you know, enough, and you start out more unhappy, and then you learn that really we're here to like think of others, to give, to be of service. And like in evolutionary astrology, you go from the I to the we, the end goal, like actualization. When you look at, you could say Buddha or Jesus or any of these ascended masters, they attained the we. Everything was about how can I contribute to the we? What is my part in the we? And I think that so many people right now, and I think social media and certain aspects don't help that. It makes us a bit more narcissistic. It makes us more looking of like me and I, and like, what do I need to do to get there? Or what do I need to say to get what I want? And I think it's unintentional. I think deep down, the majority of people have great intentions and good hearts. But I think that because we've been kind of programmed with this, my needs, me, especially in America, I think a lot of people in my life, I mean, even every day, like when people cut you off on the road, or you're just like, really? Or they don't want to let you in, which is so interesting. When we were in Hawaii, I think about how often people actually let you in. Like they'll stop for you and just let you make the turn or let you go here because no one's really in a hurry. And maybe that's a big city thing. But I just think about those little ways that it shows up versus the big ways. And then it just kind of expands. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm trying to like take it in because I'm like thinking about just like relationships, right? Like we're constantly building relationships with the people that we run into, whether it's a stranger on the corner, it's someone that we've decided to build a friendship with, it's someone that we are in partnership with, it's someone that we're choosing, right? And there's a dynamic in all of that. And if we can step into the we, it's great because we do create more trust. We create more safety, more security in that dynamic, in that relationship. But I think it's getting louder when you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think before, like in older generations, you could get away with like, oh, my husband or my wife isn't, she says one thing but does another thing. Oh, well, whatever. You know, like there's a little bit of that. But I think now that we're all becoming more aware of things, we're like, wait, does this match?
Yeah. I think we can definitely feel much more what's out of alignment and people that's when they're out of alignment.
Yeah, maybe that's what we want to talk about. Like I want to lean into that. It's like you can feel the misalignment.
Yeah, what I find interesting is that so many people even feel that, but then they doubt it when they're feeling it in someone, like in a partnership or in a friendship. Why do they doubt it? I don't know. Like maybe it's doubting your intuition, like doubting those gut feelings. I think so many of us, especially as women, are taught not to trust ourselves. So then when you have that feeling, like some people are super in tune and they're just like, nope, that's a no for me. But I think a lot of people, I actually listened to a talk recently where, you know, someone was saying, like, where'd all the JFK juniors go? Where did all the like men go? Like these strong men who were respectable and like kind and showed up and like did these different things. And her reasoning was basically like women's empathy has been hijacked. And like, we're like, but he's such a nice boy, but he's so kind to me, or he's so good to me, or he does this and this, even though I don't get this. And her whole thing was like, our empathy has been hijacked. And so we've made a lot more excuses than maybe we would have in the past. Like we would have had higher expectations and been like, actually, I'm not willing to settle for this. And I think when we're feeling that hijack or that empathy, even if it's like, say, someone we're looking up to teach us things, we justify in our head, even if we feel it's out of alignment, because we're like, well.
I mean, we do that in friendship as women all the time.
100%.
We do that in friendship all the time. I think that's like the hard part. It's like not just men. I think we're talking about people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you can feel, I think this is making me think of an episode, there was this clip that Samantha Skelly put on the internet about Deepak Chopra because he was in the Epstein files. Mm-hmm. And she was like very honest. She's like, the first time I met him, I didn't like him, but the world liked him. Mm-hmm. And she had this felt sense inside of her that he was not for her. It wasn't aligned for her. And I saw that. I was like, wow, that is so beautiful that you listened to that, because it's so easy to get caught up in like, well, this is a powerful man. They're very influential. Mm-hmm. They say they do good things. But you're talking to the idea of like actually listening to the gut feeling of like something's off here.
Yeah. And I just think women are more in tune with that than men typically. There are men who are very intuitive, but I think on the whole, more women are taught to suppress that truth. I mean, when I watched his documentary, I didn't like him either. I was like, I literally that day stopped following him because I saw the real him and I was like, this person's not in alignment with what he is speaking about. Mm-hmm. But I think that we feel that more often, but then we second guess ourselves, you know? And I think it's hard not – it's not me blaming men, but I think – I mean, we're contributing to it as women, you know? So it's not like I'm sitting here saying it's men's fault. I don't think that at all. I think – I mean, there's women who raise the men, so it's also their fault, you know? Like, we either raise a good, strong man or we don't, or we're not capable maybe. So I think that it's not – I just think that right now, because we live in a patriarchal society, we're just seeing it more readily with men versus women, because there's a lot more men in positions of power. And we're seeing the misalignment and that there's a lot of talking and not a lot of action behind it.
Yes.
You know?
No, totally. I'm
but
with
I
you.
Love men. Like, I'm not a man hater. I love men.
That. I guess what I'm trying to, like, get people to listen to, it's like whoever you're in relationship with, your gut knows.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I'm ultimately
saying. Yeah, and I've had it happen in female friendships too.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, we need a little bit of responsibility of, like, yeah, you know, we are also welcoming this.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And we're saying it's okay, or we're enabling it, or saying, like, oh, it's okay, well, that's I'll give you a pass, you know?
That's the empathy hijack. It's not just towards men. It's towards everything. It's towards animals. It's towards nature. It's towards, like, violence. It's towards other women. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that, I mean, that's like the beauty of us, but also where we've lost a little bit of control of like, oh, actually I'm being manipulated right now by this person. Mm-hmm. And I feel it in my gut, but I'm ignoring it. I think it's worse with women because we're like, well, it's another woman. You know, it's like, it's almost better with men because you could be like, well, it's a man. Like, I see it. Okay, not surprising. But with a woman, it's even harsher sometimes because you're just like, ooh, why would you do that? Why would you want to ever treat another woman that way?
Yeah. I mean, just because we're girls to girls, you know? Yeah. Girls to girl, you don't want to. You want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think especially if you're a people pleaser, recovering people pleaser, we're always like, well, it's okay. One time.
Yeah. Maybe they were just busy. or maybe they're having a bad day, which doesn't matter. I mean, yes, we got to be empathetic. But I think also just like this makes me think of like as we build our business and as we surround ourselves with more women, like trusting the ones that, you know, you feel and you're like, something's off here. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Like maybe everyone else is friends with this person, but like that doesn't mean that I need to because something's off for me. And we're talking about trusting that.
Is there a particular situation you can share that?
No.
Okay.
It hasn't come up at all.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't mean in our business. I just meant in your life.
No. No. I don't think I've – I think if anything, like I always give people such the benefit of the doubt that like when they show me a side that I didn't know, it's more shocking than – that
yeah, I can and, see that
you yeah. know like it's more like oh that yeah. really hurt my feelings, I let you in, mm-hmm. or like I trusted you, mm-hmm. which is hard, right? Because you can't manage every experience and you're never always gonna know.
Yeah.
But I think my invitation in this and continuing to is to trust that gut feeling, mm-hmm. if there is one.
Yeah, I definitely experienced it in a friendship with another woman, and it was really interesting. Like I've never actually experienced this level of it. And I had to set such a hard boundary, and she kept trying to like come back into my life in different ways. I mean, you know the story. I don't have to go into it, but it's just so interesting. Like that was the first time I ever really had to set a super hard boundary and trust that. But now when I look back, I'm like, oh, there were definitely red flags. Like there were other things that were said about other women where I was like, I let that slide, but that was actually very catty and inauthentic and mm-hmm. this person was like meditating every day. I was like, well, meditation's not working, so I don't know, try something else.
Well, that's mm-hmm. the other thing that's hard that I want to talk to. There's like this illusion that happens, mm-hmm. especially, I don't know, just being in the spiritual space, being in this like conscious space, like you surround yourself with other people that supposedly are conscious. So you, I think our minds can get to this place, well, automatically this person's safe. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. You're in the wellness industry. You do meditations. Mm-hmm. You work on yourself. Like this person's safe. Mm-hmm. And ultimately that person might be safe for someone else, but if you feel unsafe for you, that's the part that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the part that should only matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you're speaking to the difference too of like, yes, nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes, but it's the people who are projecting a certain facade or a certain way of being, but they're really misaligned in that truth, mm-hmm. I think is the clear.
And I think that's getting louder.
100%.
Way louder. And you're seeing yeah. it not only like in relationships, but just in business. Like the ones that you really feel like the entrepreneur or the business owner that's like really cares about you and is present with you, mm-hmm. and it feels like they're being authentic, they're being real, like their businesses are thriving because there is like a safety in that. And then the ones that are kind of floating and running around and doing a million things, or they're not living in alignment, they're not doing as well. So it's like, I think consciously in just in business right now, not only are we craving more humanness that we've been talking about, but we're also craving more authenticity,
yeah,
and presence.
Yeah,
it's been a thing for a very long time.
I feel like subconsciously we're just way more sensitive to the energy that someone is emitting, and we can feel when we're like, ooh, that feels off. That's not – that they're saying this one thing, but the energy they're emitting is not the same as what they're saying. And yeah, I think
and
that's
– feel that.
Yeah, and it's going to get louder and louder. I mean, even the astrology points to it, and like the fire horse, like all the things that are happening. I think it's just – and also like the way we think about relationships and life is shifting. Even if you don't believe in astrology or anything, like you can just feel there's a totally. Shift happening consciously.
Mm-hmm. This makes me think about like from a marketing standpoint what Mari would say, like your retention's everything. But mm-hmm. your retention is going to be around the customer service element, the relationship that you have with your customers. Like mm-hmm. are they referring you to other people? You're going to see it in – your customers yeah. and your clients.
Or people coming back to work with
yeah.
you.
And yeah. And so I would even say like, you know, if you are thinking about your business, I think the more that we can – I want this for our business is like even when we're creating spaces right now, we're like thinking about what kinds of speakers we want. We're thinking about the energy of the room. We're putting so much thought into the actual authenticity that is felt in a room. Mm-hmm. Then – anything else, right?
Yeah,
and I think
yeah.
they can take that as well as prioritizing that in their business.
Yeah, I mean, I think our core value is like truth and authenticity and depth and like really aligning with who you are and living through that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a very deep, beautiful skill. And I think also like as a buyer, like I want people that are present with me.
Yeah.
Like I think about kind of what Sam was saying here earlier, like I'm willing to invest more money into presence and depth and someone who really cares about me mm-hmm. versus someone that's charging me less, but like is giving me the service and like isn't present. It's like getting a massage and being like, oh, here's a 60-minute massage. And
it was $35.
It was like $35, which is, you don't find that anywhere. But
yeah, I guess that's true. $60.
Okay, $60 for a 60-minute massage. And I mean, it scratched an itch, but you walk away from the massage being like, they weren't really there. They were just like rubbing my body.
Yeah.
And you're like, I wanted to.
They were just rubbing my body.
You know, that happens.
No, it's true. They
do. It's the worst feeling.
No, one time I had
like, they're like this. Oh my God. Ugh.
I'll never forget actually being in LA and this man did my massage, which already I don't love a man, to be honest. Like, I just love women. But anyways, he had like the most calloused hands ever. Maybe that's why I don't love men now, because he rubbed me the wrong way, literally and physically rubbed me the wrong way. But I just will never forget. He smoked. So he reeked of cigarettes and his hands were so calloused. And he was just like, I was just waiting, praying for it to be over. No. I'm like, is the 60 minutes up? And that was actually a good lesson of, I wish I'd just gotten off the table and said, you know what, I'm okay.
I've done that one.
Yeah. Have you? Mm-hmm. Good for you.
I did.
That's awesome.
It was actually the first time I moved back to St. Clemente. I went back to a massage place that I used to go all the time. The guy that I used to go to passed away, but I was like, mm-hmm. oh, this is like his place. I'll go back there. Mm-hmm. It was the worst massage of my life.
Yeah.
Literally, I was telling myself as I was laying in the table, I was like, do I do this? Do I not do this? Do I say something? Do I not say something? I need to say something. This is awful. I can't do this. This is like giving.
Yeah. That's basically what I thought the whole time.
The more that I was talking to myself, yeah. I was like, this is so bad. And I probably got as far as like maybe 15 minutes, 30 minutes massage. Mm-hmm. It was so bad that I was like, can you just stop?
Wow, I love it.
I don't want you to I'm done.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And like they try to like fix it. And I was like, no, I'm done. I already felt like violated. It just felt a lot. And
that's
I went
how
home
it feels,
after
yeah.
it felt very violating, mm-hmm. especially being in that position. And I spoke my truth. I still paid her, which looking back, I was like, should I have paid them or
probably not?
But I just wanted to get out of the room so Ooh. Bad where I was like, get me home. And I called Nick and I was like crying. I was like, that was the worst massage of my life. But I'm so glad I did not. I was so proud of myself.
That's amazing. I am
for not staying the 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it would have been traumatizing.
Yeah.
The 15, wherever I landed, I don't know how it was, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes. That in itself was traumatizing.
Yeah.
And me ignoring my truth would have been more detrimental to me.
You're making me think, actually, I've had a lot of really bad massage experiences. I was in China and got a massage and she rubbed my back. Like she massaged me so hard, my whole back filled with bruises. Yeah. And then another time I was in.
Maybe this
is the lesson. I need to get off the table. Another time in Australia, I got like a body mud wrap scrub or something. And I'm not kidding. First of all, it felt like the movie Saw. Like you walk in, there's nothing in the room. There's just a cold table, not a sheet, not nothing. They're like, get naked, lay on the table. And then they wrapped all this. They're rubbing mud. They're doing this. They leave you in the cold. It's absolutely freezing. They left me for like a good hour in there. And I was like, where the hell are these people? When are they coming back? And then I get out and my friend who got it too, we start talking because it was supposed to be specialized to your skin needs. We got the exact same thing. That time I actually did ask for money. Like I was like, I'm not paying you for this. This is insane. But yeah, I'm realizing like I haven't had the best massage experiences.
You've also had really good ones.
I've had amazing ones too. It's true. Yeah. Including at Skin Kitten.
So I don't know how we got on that topic, but
yeah, anyways, we digress.
Basically, one, I think the summary was in that invest in presence and know that it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a higher standard. And I think as business owners, like, I mean, I know you and I, one of our values is to be present, to be authentic, to be real, to bring all of us into the business because I want people to feel that way.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's a standard that I want to live by and I want to be able to provide that service. Like even as we create events, like we could say we're doing 4 events a month, but then those 4 events a month won't be high quality. They'll just be rushed, you know?
Totally.
We know our energy. We're just not going to be able to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think
it keeps us in integrity.
Yeah, 100%. I think moving forward more and more, we just have to keep trusting our own gut and intuition, especially even with AI. I think about how like Austin was just telling me he saw this news thing about Putin and there was like four articles about it and all of it was fake. Like it was not real. It was not said. So I think more than ever, it's so important to tap into your knowing and your intuition. And I think as women, it's inherently in us. Like it just really comes back to trusting that and building that muscle. But I think you won't be led astray if you can really like hone in on your personal truth.
Yeah. Yeah. And the best way to do that is to like live your truth.
Yeah.
You know, like if Kelsey was here, she would say like, you trust your intuition and it will never steer you wrong.
Yeah.
But you got to self-trust that. And I think especially in a world today where, I mean, it's just, especially with social media today, like trusting yourself.
Yeah.
And who you're listening to.
And it doesn't.
Not, you don't have to consume everyone's information. Like it's so important that we come back to like, you have the skill set and you're good. You have that figured out trust mindset.
And I think it's okay to, I mean, like sometimes it's an extreme case like Deepak where they're doing real bad things. But sometimes it's also just like, oh, this person's not in integrity. And so I'm going to take what they say with a grain of salt, or I'm going to put a boundary up so that I'm not absorbing this because it doesn't feel truthful or authentic to me.
I mean, low-key, I'm at a place where like I don't even want to entertain a relationship like that.
No, I agree.
So like I say that with like, yeah, maybe you're talking, but like I probably won't invest time with you.
No, I agree. Same.
Until I feel like, which is such, it's like a double-edged sword, right? Because to an extent, like I'm processing as we're talking about this, you have, in order to trust someone, you have to be willing to give them a shot.
Yeah, but I also think sometimes you just feel immediately it's a no. That doesn't happen that often. I mean, we're both pretty open people, but there is every once in a while where I'm like, this is a no. This is not, I'm not feeling the energies off. But I also think, more about how we're looking to a lot of people for advice, like us, like we hold, you know, we hold space for a lot of people, like that requires a lot of trust and safety. And I think that it's really easy to look to people in positions of power in any aspect and want to believe that they have our greatest good. And I think that's where the misalignment really can happen. And because we think they're above us in some hierarchical way, we give them more grace or we give them a pass.
It's a pedestal.
Yeah. When we're, yeah.
You know, it's a pedestal.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that person has been doing business for so long. Like they should be, like, I know someone else that invested a lot of money into a new offering and she thought she was going to get everything that she wanted. And it was not that because of her image of the person that they invested in. So
yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think there's a fire underneath my ass because one, I want to see less people. I want to see more people in integrity.
100%.
We're clearly in a place where we need to start weeding out the people that are not in integrity.
Like there's enough people in that are not in integrity right now.
So I want us all to call ourselves forward. I also, it's okay if you're like in this fake it till you make it, but like do the work to be that person that you want to be. Like,
yeah.
And I think ultimately like we are doing that, but there are people out there art.
I think the key is like we all have access to the same wisdom and inner knowing. Like there's nothing that anyone can say that they're not channeling from God, the divine, whatever you want to call it. Like they may have a more open source or like they may be regurgitating what's already been said, but like you can read every spiritual book. Like it's all out there to be read, to be known. You can tap in and access it if you take the time. Like I think that's the point, is that you can look up to people for guidance and advice, but at the end of the day, it's all inside of you and you have access to all of that at any time. I feel like spiritual wisdom is accessible to everybody. I think we just look outwardly to people. We're not taught how to access it in ourselves. And then we look above people. And same, I mean, we could say politics, all those things are kind of obvious. Like we hold those people on a pedestal. But I think where it gets real like dicey is in spirituality, because we like hold people to a higher standard, or we're looking up to someone that we think has achieved something.
Yeah. And not to like, I don't want to confuse the audience. We're saying that like you can access that within yourself, but also trust when you make decisions to invest in people.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not saying don't look up to people. Yeah. 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 I mean, I think we need more of a mentorship role, or like a guide. Is that the word I would say? Versus like putting someone above us and thinking that they've attained something we can't attain, or like we're missing out on. Cause I don't think there is actually hierarchy in life. I think it's created. I think we're all equal.
Totally.
We're all one consciousness expressing itself in individual form. Mm-hmm. It's a whole other topic, but
yeah, I think that's another topic.
But I'm just saying, like, I think it's fine to gain wisdom from others. I mean, we give wisdom, like that's a beautiful gift. But yeah, I think it's fine to invest in people that bring you that knowledge. But I think it's also to know that all is accessible in you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think just trust your gut.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Yes.
That's what we're saying. Yeah, we're just inviting you to trust your gut more and to follow the people that are integrity and to surround yourself with other people that are integrity, because you'll feel when someone is out of integrity because you are surrounded with people that are in integrity.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the only thing that's gotten louder for me is like the more that I'm raising the standard about the people that I'm being around that are in integrity, that are honest, that are genuine, that are authentic, that really want to celebrate you. It's like, wait, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Entertaining or wanting to hang out with this person or whatever when I have this core group of people that are living by the same values, mm-hmm. even being in relationship with you, right? Like you trust your word, you really value integrity. Sam very much values integrity.
I told you it's a scarring from my dad of being like honesty. All you have is your word. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Never.
If you get a relationship with Sam, she will always be honest with you. Which is a skill. Like, if anything, like, I love that. Like, I love when people are honest. I love when people are even, like, honest about, I've told you this. Like, I want people to call me forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that. I'm like, okay, call me forward. Mm-hmm. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Like, because to me it feels like you're not holding back. You're not sugarcoating it. You're not people-pleasing. I'm like, your people-pleasing is causing more distrust than trust. Like, I got to this place once I healed the people pleasing within myself and I could feel other people's people pleasing. I'm like, wait, I don't trust you because I don't know if you're just like trying to people please me or you're like, you're being honest, and honesty will always stand.
I think
with more trust.
Yeah.
You could do that lovingly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like be a bitch, but like, you know, just be an honest, authentic person.
Yeah. I mean, the more I see people out of alignment, the more it does make me ask, like, oh, am I in alignment fully? Like, where am I not seeing my biases? Or where am I saying this is okay, but this isn't okay? And, you know, trying not to hold judgment for people making their choices. But I think self-reflection is probably the hardest part of spirituality or growth, is actually looking at yourself and being like, oh, I don't like that. That's not nice. Totally. That's not good.
And that's ultimately where this all comes down. Anytime that I get triggered or activated, I'm like, okay, well, where am I doing this to myself? Mm-hmm. You know, like I think Heidi said in an episode, she's like, well, he betrayed, like, you know, well, am I betraying myself? You know, or like ultimately anything that stings is just something that we're doing within ourselves.
It's
just
like to be healed within, for sure.
For sure. And I want more integrity is what I'm standing by.
See, Deepak Chopra was on his phone too much, and here I am on my phone too much. I should have just been like, you're triggering me, Deepak.
See. But for real, you guys, that's ultimately what.
Can we just invite you into your truth and authenticity and integrity and know that, like, doors of amazing opportunities will open when you're in that energy and in that alignment, and not being afraid to let go of what isn't feeling aligned.
Yeah, move on. It's not worth it. I wish I had that mother hormone. That says that Sam was talking about so much, where she was like,
not me, Sam,
a different Sam, was talking about, like, once you become a mom, you like really don't give a fuck. And I think ultimately, like, that is such an important energy to like walk through the world, is getting to this place where it doesn't matter. Like,
get up off that massage table, ladies.
Yeah,
do not sit through a bad massage.
No.
Don't let them bruise
you. Your body immediately tells you no, it's no.
Yeah. Gosh, I mean, can we go back and tell my 20-year-old self that?
Ugh. I'm going to tell that to my daughter. If it's it's a no.
If it's a no, it's a no. So true. If it's a maybe, it's a no usually too.
Yeah. If it's a maybe, it's a no.
Mm-hmm.
All right, girls or ladies, men, people, whoever's humans, listening. Thank you so much dogs, for listening. Cats. Come back to our next unstructured series.
Where you're going to be raw and real.
We will drop these at the end of every single month. And also, I want to note that Sam and I have launched a new offer. If you have not heard about it, you can probably see on Instagram, but we have launched
Rituals to Results.
And it's a beautiful deep dive immersion where we're getting rid of the BS, getting rid of the noise, focusing on what works in your business and life. The topics are awesome. If you would like to know more about them, they're starting in March monthly, and you can send us a DM saying the word deep dive, and we will share all the details with you. I will also say spots are very, very limited, and we're getting a lot of interest. So if there's an availability, just reach out. Okay? All right. See ya.
We hope you loved today's episode and that it sparked something in yourself on your journey to becoming more fully expressed.
Don't forget to check the show notes for all the details and resources from today's conversation. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review.
We'd love to hear your thoughts and takeaways, as it really helps us to create better content that actually serves you.
This week, we invite you to show up even more as you, more honest, more real, more expressive in your life and business. And we'll see you on the next one.